not going to make it. So I just entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brown. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And next, you should have a copy of the minutes, which are pretty short and sweet, from March, it says March 9th, but it's March 1st, so there's no typo on the agenda. So I'm going to entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Commissioner Mappin, second by Mr. Boston. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And so approved. Okay, so then the main thing that I'm going to do tonight is Bruce Schwartzman from BKB Architects, who we hired. And congratulations, by the way, so we look forward to working with you.
And we're looking forward to working with all you as well. Thank you very much for the opportunity. We value your faith in us to do this project well for you, and we look forward to it as well. So we're excited.
So just the way we'll work it, we'll let Bruce talk about the process. So this is kind of a planning meeting for us. So we're going to talk calendar items and kind of the major steps between now and getting to a vote, basically. I mean, it's the pre-design part of the process. So once Bruce talks, we can ask him questions and talk planning items, and then if we still have time, we can open it up to the public, or we'll adjourn and just stay, you know, but those that can stay after and talk with me about it. So that, take it away, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Lee. Again, we do appreciate the opportunity. We look forward to it. What I've done is, and tonight's somewhat of a meet and greet, and just to really talk about the process a little bit, the steps we plan to take, and then listen to what you have to say, and are there things that we're missing? You know, is the time frame right for what we're planning to do? And really, just looking at the whole schedule and the approach we're planning to take. So what we're doing right now, the first kind of green bar, this one shown on your schedule, it shows basically from March 21st to April 12th what we consider our discovery. So while we looked at a lot of materials prior to during the proposal, we looked at a lot of materials prior to the interview, and we're going through a lot of materials that you all have worked on for years, because I'll digress a little bit at times. I don't think I've ever worked with a county that has documented and put together so much information. A lot of times you get, the fact that you toured jail facilities and county facilities and actually documented what you saw on those tours, we could tour all the time. I was so impressed with the fact that you did all that. So you've got a lot of great information. It's our responsibility, and I mentioned it in the interview, it's our responsibility as we start to know as much of that information as we can. We need to come to the table when we come to our kickoff meeting. We not only needed to absorb what you've gone through in the past, but have some thoughts about where we think things might be going and questions that we're going to be asking. So that's when we say this discovery process up until April 12th. That's us getting familiar with the information. We then identified, so March 29th today is kind of this overview. Then we identified this April 12th and April 13th as a kickoff meeting. So what our thoughts are for that process is the evening of the 12th, similar to tonight, we'll get together. Al will be with me. The gentleman that used other gentlemen in the interview, most likely one of our courts planners that works with me as well, will probably be. So there'll probably be four of us here at that kickoff meeting, at least. And we'll have gone through and talk about some of the things will be, courts. Well, one of the, we'll be hitting an off-send agenda to Lee prior to that meeting. So one of the things we'll want to get into and start to dig into is programming and the space programming. What's been identified, what hasn't been identified. Prior to that meeting, we're actually going to do a jail program. And one of the things I want to talk to tonight is the bed count. You know, it's interesting. When you look at jails.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yes, sir.
When we talk about programming, just so you're all in the same sheet of music, like NCSC did a program when they did the court analysis. So they told us the square footage, the kind of rooms. Bill Garnos got to the point of, he analyzed the inmate population and he gave us an idea of a bed count, but he didn't say, he told us what the problems were space-wise with the jail, but he didn't program the space, so that's just so people know what they're talking about.
Exactly. We're really not starting, we're definitely, none of this is starting from scratch. We're taking the National Center of State Courts data of what they said, and we're going to sit down and confirm it in general sense. we're going to, based on our experience, and Sheriff, we might have some follow-up with you as well on the Sheriff's Office and what spaces you have, what spaces you don't have. Based on the jail population, so jail population, the infrastructure is kitchens, property storage, I'm trying to think of all the infrastructure, program space.
Bookings and medical.
Where I was going with that, Sheriff, is if you go from 150 beds and the future expansion, because no matter what we do, excuse me, we need to be allowing for long-term projection. So say that 150 turns out to be the right analysis when we come back and look at where your ADP is now, what the projection trends has been. And again, we're going to want to look at that again a little bit. So anyway, if you expand another 50 beds 20 years down the road, your biggest impact is you can a lot of times add housing units. That's a kind of a pod piece that you add onto it. Hopefully, do you all mind if I sit down, or would you rather me stand up for most of this? I'm going to sit down. It's the infrastructure. In a jail planning process, it's the infrastructure. It's involved. Property, inmate property storage, kitchens, program space. It's those spaces that are already kind of predetermined. And so you have to plan those appropriately because you can't really expand them in the future. So those are the things that we can look at. But anyway, we will do a jail program based on the number of beds we're looking at. You know, of course, we'll have to talk about the number of booking cells you need and all that kind of stuff. Because depending upon the number of gangs you have, the type of interaction with the community, and the type of community dynamics that you have and demographics will dictate a lot of that booking. How many bookings you've done, what's been historical, you know, we'll have to go through that booking program space. So when we come to that kickoff meeting, we'll have some preliminary program information. We'll go back and compare some program information. So anyway, we'll be discussing the spaces. So the first thing we want to identify for any site you go, wherever it's going to be, whatever it's going to do, the first thing we all need to agree on is how big does it need to be? Are we making it the appropriate size now? And then not necessarily the total future expansion, but at least understanding there needs to be some expansion capabilities. Then the other thing we'll start to discuss in that kickoff meeting is the sites. When you did the study, and again, we're going through all the different things, and you've done a great job in the criteria and the things that you've already established, we'll help to take that to the next level. And again, as we're doing this, if there's things that you think are questionable, things that we could be doing that we're not looking at, please flag to us. We're not perfect. We think we're really good at what we do. Every client helps us to find something new that we haven't thought about before, you know, that we haven't looked at, that we haven't thought about. So again, where your input and your involvement is really critical. So we'll look at the sites. Again, you had defined in the study that was done before. I think I'll flip to it real quick. And we'll have this, when we present the kickoff, we'll have all the various PowerPoints where we'll be projecting this. And actually, a question I should ask real quick. If we're going to do a kickoff on the 12th, I'm a big proponent of getting all of you materials before that meeting, because I'd rather have you come prepared and educated with the materials that we're presenting than just show it to you and expect you to respond instantaneously.
We can put them online if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
One question on the dates. Do we want to talk, kind of agree on the dates as we go through this, or do we want to come back and map out some of the key calendar items? Because I think I know that the 12th could be hard for some of us.
Yep.
So we might have to shift it a little too left or right. How do you want to work with that?
I'm going through a lot of detail. Maybe you're right, Lee. Maybe what we should do is talk big picture about what all these dates are and then come back and say, do they make sense with the schedule? So why don't I do that? Rather than going into a lot of detail about each step, I'll go with that first. So first kickoff meeting was this big one. We showed it as 2 days, not 2 days to meet with all of you, even though it'd be great if we could just go through. It's a one evening to kind of go through it, and then it's the following day for my team and I to go through all the existing facilities and verify and document all the conditions that we need to. With the existing, you know, whatever the conditions are, we need to make sure we're going through and documenting. And then other supplemental site stuff. Then we're going to go through a series of planning. And then we're showing that there's another meeting, pretty much what we identified is a monthly basis. So we went from this kickoff meeting April 12th, the next one May 17th, the next one after that was June 21st, and then we went to, excuse me, We went to July 26th, and then there was another one that really stretched out there a little ways, because at that point we're planning, you're already pretty much going to have what we would consider pretty much the final report. We're coming back, and we're meeting with you to review all that final data, really in October, and then some preliminary discussions that Lee and I had is really kind of waiting until after the general election, letting all of that rigmarole, all the involvement, all the things with that go out, and then really kind of coming back for that final public presentation. And we can do a final review at that point in time as well. So that's what we laid out. It's all what your thoughts are about time frame.
So the public presentation we show on August the 2nd, that was kind of like an explanation to the process.
And I think we might want to back up a little bit from that, because the education of the public, the involvement of the public, is you can never just, here's what we decide to do, aren't you glad, and doesn't it look great? I don't like to do that. It has to be, you're not going to get everybody to accept the final direction. There's always going to be some people that don't agree with it. It's like our society. Not everybody agrees with everything. I'll tell you, Lee, I'm kind of seeing that potentially there's three public presentations. We'd like to do the why. We'd like to kick step back, and I don't know the last time there was kind of a public presentation on this. I know everything's on the website and things like that, but so doing the why is showing them the pictures, going through the ADP, talking about the incarceration rate and the various arrest records, not individuals, but your demographics and your statistics, your weighted caseload for the courts, and helping them to understand, first off, the condition of the existing jail and the lack of space, and we probably also compare that to other states and what's going on and how it creates security risk. Anyway, the big picture is why is the county even looking at this? Well, it creates security risk. We don't have the space we need. It creates safety issues for our staff, with inmates, and the public as a whole. I mean, we have to educate them that first little piece of why, and let them see the conditions of where, the visiting area they have, they basically don't have. I mean, some of these lacks of things. That's the first meeting. You just take it, this is why the county's okay. And we'd also tie into that first public meeting some of the history that the county's going through. Just so everybody knows, this isn't something that's happens on the spot. This has been a long progression that the county's been looking at this over time. So that's kind of the first public meeting. The second public meeting that we would see is then once we've gone through, and while I know transparency is extremely important, I'm a little cautious about putting information out on the website that we haven't vetted out as a group first. I think we have to talk about that. So when we send you plans and preliminary information, I think it needs to be vetted out a little bit and then put out to the public. I think, because that's part of your job as a committee.
The meetings where we talk, those are going to be public meetings.
Yes.
So
anyway, the second one then would be after we've gone through and confirmed the program, and we've done, identified the sites, and we've got some preliminary concepts of where things might be. How are we using the existing court facility? And what are we doing with that existing court facility to address space needs and security and all the other things that we have to involve? And maybe there might be two or three options to how to address around the courthouse. And the historic significance. I mean, that's got to be looked at. Whenever we touch that building, we've got to make sure we're respecting that. If there's use of an existing building somewhere, and again, we've got to flush out all these various options, but if there's use of an existing building, might that be? How might that lay out? In a very conceptual standpoint. And we'll make sure that anything we present have good visual graphics. So if we need to present things not just in plan, so you see down what the site looks like, but also massing and how it stacks up, we might not do, in the earliest plans, we don't do a lot of kind of detailed renderings, but we'll do massing so you can get a sense of how big it is in relationship to things. And as we get further into courthouse, I should identify, we will do renderings because of the historic significance. We will do something that shows if something's going to be added there. How does it, one, respect what the National Historic Society requires, and then secondly, how's it going to look so that people are comfortable that we're not desecrating what that existing courthouse is. So we'll do, in that second, it'll be some of the concept planning and some of the program information. So that's all we're doing, putting it out there, is here's the options that are being looked at, and here's the area we've confirmed, here's the number of beds that we've confirmed where we're at, and here's just to allow for current need and projected need. So it's that next step. The third, then, I would see is once we as a group, once it's been fleshed out, based on the site analysis, here's what we would see as the preferred option. And so now we've taken it from much general to a little more specific. And so again, we're bringing the public with us as we go through these various steps. And there might be, like again, there might be a fourth one after we've gone through all this other, here's the preferred option. There could be a fourth one where we come back and say, okay, that was a preferred option. Here's all the financial impacts to do what we need to do. And then now you've taken them on the journey with you. You've given everybody the opportunity to speak and be a part of these meetings. And again, I was telling Lee, we did a study years ago out in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And senior judge, we had about 100 people show up at one meeting. I never had a public meeting with 100 people. Thought I was sweating that night at the interview. So anyway, we had 100 people show up, and the judge comes up to me before the meeting and goes, believe me, some cave people are going to be here. Cave people? Yeah, citizens against virtually everything. So there will be some people, and even in this committee, there will be some of us that agree with things and some that disagree. The idea is to flush out the information to make sure it makes sense in the long run. And that's the best we can do. So, anyway. So, going back to the big picture, we can adjust wherever these public meetings need to be within this. I think one of the first things, and we can move this around. This is very fluid. This is a draft schedule just to put out tonight and talk about the various steps. But I guess as a group, the first thing would be, and you might need some time to look at your schedules and your plans, but I think these meetings can move around. The goal was to have one a month.
Well, why don't we just not look at these meetings real quick just to see how they look on people's calendars. The only problem that I have for county commissioners is probably the 12th, because that's our tax abatement, tax assessment appeal day. There might be an evening session on the 12th for that. But we could, conceivably, we don't have to do it on a Tuesday every time if that works with our schedules.
Whatever works with all you.
So the 13th is 13th and 14th are probably good for the county. How do those look for other folks? April 13th and 14th so one evening would be a kickoff meeting. Now we could conceivably do it all on Monday. We could show you guys around, say the courthouse and the facilities on.
Yeah, we could actually. We could do it in the morning
and then that evening. So
actually, that might not be a bad idea either, Lee, because then we could, then when we get together that evening, we could talk about some of the things we saw as well. Yeah, so that could be a good idea.
So any among the committee members, any preference over the 13th or the 14th?
And that's the same start time.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, whatever. We could do 6:10. We could do 6:11. Why don't we say the 13th would be just instead of the kickoff would just be entirely on the 13th. Now the other question is who else besides us needs to be at that kickoff? Or you have the committee plus one commissioner here tonight, and then you have the welfare director here too. So. But any other department heads?
I would put out an invitation to all of them if they want to come.
Yeah,
what we're going to be presenting and discussing, this collective group has the most exposure and experience with. So when the programming, because again, what we're going to hit on is program updates and where we're at, and then some of these we need to jump into one of the sites we're potentially looking at. I mean, more sites might be flushed out a little bit, but I want to make sure we all understand what are the sites we're looking at.
I think that maybe the facilities manager, if you can, hopefully he'll be able to survive with it without him.
Another thing we're going to have for that, that was after the kickoff.
So we're good on, we'll do that the 13th, which is the Wednesday, not a Tuesday.
And I'll, I'll send out a revised. Once we get this, surely I'll send out a revised.
Okay. And then what about the, May the 17th, which is back to Tuesday again? That would get everybody? Do we have further out? Maybe our calendars are clear. Okay. June the 21st.
I do have a conflict with May 17th, actually.
Maybe, okay.
Does 24th work better?
24th is okay. Is that okay with you, then? 24th? Okay, so let's make that the 24th. Okay. I'm sorry, so that's, are we on May the 24th?
Yeah, May 24th and then June 21st.
So is June 21st okay for everybody?
I think we just assume Tuesdays because that's when you add the meeting. So.
Okay. June 21st, okay. And July 26th. No, that's, I think that's this or so, August. This or so. So June 26th. I'm sorry, July 26th. Okay. Then you had tentatively August the 2nd, which is kind of nice to do it right after, I think. That's for a public meeting.
Yeah, the thought with the public, and again, I think we should talk about integration with some other public meetings in there, but typically what we would do is once we finish. Why is that with my. I'm going through puberty now. Remember, my throat gets like.
There's a water pump right up. There's a water pump right across the hall.
Thanks, I appreciate it. What we typically do is when we vet the information out with this group, then we all go through it, get a chance to understand where we're going with it, and then if a week is enough, sometimes it's a question of publicizing, you know, making sure the publication gets out there and notifying people adequately. So that public meeting date is. It's whatever it provides enough time for us to meet about the information and make sure we kind of all have at least heard it first, and then time to advertise it and inform the public. So that's kind of the way we set those up. I don't know if the week's enough.
We might need to make a decision on the June meeting, go or no go on the public meeting. Is that, you think that would be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because to tell you the truth, if the group is good with kind of that why, I think that why could be, you know, sometime in June.
You know, as far as discussing it amongst ourselves? Or
presenting it to the public.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I think the more times you get information out to the public,
definitely.
The better likelihood is at least. Part of that is just helping to make sure people understand the actual facts. But you all know, rumors get spread. And I'm sure that's happened. It always, you can't totally control it, but the more you have the opportunity for people to hear it, the more the paper publishes some of the stuff said in the meetings, the better the chances of at least crushing some of the rumors or inaccurate rumors.
So you're thinking the why part, why are we doing this meeting, a public meeting, would be sometime in June?
I think so.
Is that any thoughts on that?
And actually, we can review that data at our May meeting. So when we come back in May, we can have our presentation of what that whys are going to be. So we can say, oh, yeah, that looks good. That makes sense.
Do folks have any thoughts to post? Yeah, I like it. In Russian, they're saying that repetition is the mother of learning. So learning, say things.
Sinks in eventually. I think my mother had that.
Is my replay on TV a lot?
Yeah.
Takes twice to go.
So just that public meeting, then pros. Would that still be the 21st, or is that?
No, that's just a regular meeting. June 21st is just a regular meeting.
Okay.
But so why don't we? Want to just tentatively pick a date in June then for a public meeting?
Yeah. So if on May 24th we go through not only some additional data we've gone, but we have a draft of what we're presenting to the public, so we can kind of go through that to make sure everybody's comfortable with getting some of the key points. You know, then maybe we figure a couple weeks after that, again, I'm just throwing out the dates for thoughts for all of you.
So May 24th, and then
maybe June 7th. You know, I don't. Is there
June 7th?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a particular night during the week that works better. I mean, we'd have it late enough. You might even want to have it 6:30 to make sure people get off work and get here.
Yeah.
You
know, is that a city election day?
Yeah.
Ooh,
so is it
June 7th?
Yeah, that would be the city council and the Board of Education.
It's also primary.
And
yeah,
they
South Dakota primary. Yeah, so it's people are out and about.
So maybe we push it to the 14th or something?
Yeah. 14th is Flag Day, the Army Group Day.
What is Flag Day?
Yeah, it's Flag Day.
We can hand out flags.
Pardon?
Hand out flags.
Yeah, we'll play it. So it's kind of tentative for this meeting, but let's say June the 14th for a public meeting.
I almost wonder if we shouldn't push it back to the end of June, only because there's some things coming down with the Broadway closure, and depending on how that is perceived in the public, bringing this issue right up after that gets voted up or down the following Tuesday and introducing that information.
Yeah, you might be right.
That might just be a lot for people to digest.
That's
They're going to be tuning things out.
Did they get announced?
Yes.
$6.99.
Well, they haven't confirmed it, though, have they?
They needed $6.99, and they verified $7.04 today.
So that's a good place.
So, okay.
So that's going to be a battle unto itself, and so I think we want to steer clear of that.
You know?
Yes.
We could do, we're going to be back at our meeting on the 21st.
Why don't we just stick to keeping the meetings public, and then...
You could follow this meeting. Hey, I don't know how late in life we want, but it could. Now that I think about it, most of these meetings that we meet with you are probably going to be the 2 to 3 hour variety.
I think June might be something to avoid in general. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just kind of focus on... Just kind of slide the whole thing back. Let's maybe do a July, but maybe we just stick to August 2nd and then just go. And we're going to be going kind of slow anyway.
We can do that. That wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. The information is going to be, because it's all going to be public. I mean, I guess that's the only thing to think about is everything's going to be on the county website.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as we're looking at site options, as we're looking at this stuff, a lot of it's going to be on the. Part of me says you almost want to get a little bit ahead of it, because otherwise people are going to say, well, you've already reviewed this. 2 months ago, you reviewed this thing in one of your committee meetings. Why are you bringing it to us now? It's just something to think about. I wouldn't necessarily push it, but I think sequentially it should almost happen as we're going through it. Not that this one needs to happen right in the beginning of June, but maybe, maybe if we're here on June 21st for another one, maybe in the evening of June 22nd, we have the other one. We've already reviewed the information in May, but we've done that first one. Anyway, I'm just putting it out there. It's up to you guys, all of you.
The election is the 7th, 3 weeks after that. We can keep it on the tentative for maybe and kind of think about it. We definitely have a good idea in May, but that might be a little late. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I like the fact that we get out there and get involved with the public, get them involved. I mean, you're going to get more buy-in by doing that. I guess I'm kind of thinking maybe like the last week in June, however the election goes on the 7th, give that, a good 3 weeks to simmer down. It's just a few days before the 4th of July, be a good time to get that information out there when people are getting together. Maybe hopefully they'll start talking about it more and could rise some interest of people that didn't catch the meeting or hear about it.
Well, what about June 28th?
Okay.
So that's a recap. So we're going to meet. We have our meeting on June 21st, and then June 28th would be a public meeting.
Um, Another thing, too, and we might want to think about big picture, too, is maybe getting these tentative, just putting something out there now. Once you all agree on these public meeting dates, getting something out there now that says there's going to be these public meetings.
We can put that out on the website. We'll post the whole calendar out there now that we've got everything. And then it'll be somewhat, you know, there's a little bit of tentativeness, but it's, you might get in the paper, too, so.
We went the July 26th, I think group meeting was good, and then we had August 2nd. We say that August 2nd for another public meeting, was that good?
That's pretty soon after that.
After the July?
Or the June.
Or the June, rather.
Well, okay, so the first one is kind of like, why are we doing this? The second one is more process that we're going through.
The second one is we've done space programming here at the site of the high school.
Okay.
So we'll have some of that really done the end of July, or the end of June, rather. We'll have that done. And the plan is to review that with you at the end of, right now we've got it, well, we're going to initially discuss some of that way back in June, towards the June 21st date. We'll refine some of these concepts, do the operation analysis cost estimates, and be issuing some information to you at the end of July to review that. We could push that off a little bit. Do you want to push it out a little bit into August?
I think. What do you guys think?
Honestly, I feel like you almost need to push it out to September. I think July and August, people are totally tuned out to anything and everything. I mean, the end of summer, August is a terrible month to try to get anything booked.
How about September 20th? I don't want to get too close to the general election, but...
No, but in September, people are, like, back in school mode, back in work, back inside, vacations are over. Everybody, the end of July and August, people are trying to get every last bit of summer. I just don't know if you're going to get... That's a big meeting, and you really want to get as many people out to that as you can.
That's a good point. Okay, so how about September? September 20th.
Yeah.
Oh, she got to be fun for it. It's a water's birthday.
No, the fall convention is the 12th through the 14th.
Yeah, so the 13th is only the only bad Tuesday for the county. There's the 6th. Six is a little bit close to school starting, I think. So it'll be like the 20th or 27th would be the options.
The other thing I would look at, and I know it sounds kind of petty, but homecoming in Watertown, I don't think I would do it that week.
Which week is that?
I don't know for sure. I don't think they have it laid out yet.
Is that October?
That'd be probably September.
You don't think so?
Usually the end of September or something.
Yeah, I think.
We got a float.
Like a Tuesday night.
We might have to hand it out beer. We can get a lot of beer.
Open-mindedness.
Sponsor a tailgate.
Yeah. If you get out to the 27th or beyond, you lose the farm community because that's how it splits out.
Okay, so I guess it better. The 20th is about the latest. The 13th is bad. 7th is too early in September? Or
November just started back in school.
So November 6th is the day after Labor Day. What was that? September 6th.
I'll be gone, but that doesn't mean.
This is a public meeting.
Right.
So you'll know all the stuff ahead. So why don't we?
What was wrong with the 20th?
I guess that's my dog.
It's okay.
It could be another day that week, too.
Yeah, that's true.
If you'd rather do the 22nd, that's fine, too.
What do you think, Megan? 20. On the 6th, people are just getting home from Labor Day.
Is that state fair, too?
The next day.
I think you got to wait a week. I think that's too early in the
day you get home from trips, you're not going to go to a meeting the next night.
Well, how about the 21st, then?
Homecoming is the 20th, the week of the 21st.
Wednesday night, like the church activities on Wednesday nights. What about, I'd say the 20th or the 22nd, one of those two?
Okay, so if that's homecoming
week. Megan said that's homecoming week.
23rd,
oh,
yep.
We could go the week before if we got, we'll be done with the county people will be.
What about the 15th?
The 15th is what I was saying.
Yeah, and we do the.
So
that one where the green dot is August 2nd is going to be, we'll say September the 15th, that's a Thursday.
And then the other one pushed out after the first of the year. Now, I arbitrarily picked the 17th of January. Again, and come back to the final. Again, there might be another one. So if this is the wise, I would actually propose that maybe sometime the general elections in November, it almost be maybe nice to have one other one between that September one and that January time. It's a long time there.
Good. After the depends on how the I think it kind of depends on the atmosphere after the election. I think maybe we do some meetings and get coverage.
And this can clearly be fluid. I'm just for tonight.
We can post as long as we can plop a tentative, a kind of a spare a placeholder date.
When is the general election?
20th in November.
Yeah,
whatever state.
Oh, it's the only part of
it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'd be
the 8th. Yeah, the 8th. And you got Thanksgiving coming up. So the soonest you'd probably want to do it is maybe like the 17th or something like that. It's Thursday the 17th, I think, might be a placeholder.
Okay.
That's the Farm Business Appreciation Day.
Glad you're here.
You've got all the calendar stuff.
I do.
That's November 17th.
November 17th of 16, yeah.
Okay. How about the 16th? Wednesday the 16th. So that's a Wednesday. Now you got Monday the 14th or 15th, I guess.
Maybe the first week of December. Then. I mean, I don't want to get too crazy.
The 6th of December, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the 6th?
Yeah.
Stay away.
So placeholder. Public meeting.
What day?
December 6th.
Tuesday, December 6th. Where do you have your public meetings?
Oh, well, we did them the last time, before the last attempt at this, it was in this building, the courthouse.
We had the first one in the main courtroom. The second one was up here.
Do you have there's an auditorium here, right?
There's a nice big public space here. You could use a place like this.
But
we have a nice, there's a lot of nice spaces in this facility.
I mean, I we'll do whatever works, but a lot of times it'll be like an auditorium where we'll have boards up and materials, and we'll talk about that too. A lot of times we'll have a suggestion box with cards that people can fill out anonymously, that we can do that. But it allows people to walk around and see stuff and ask questions.
There's some good places for
that. And then we gather everybody, we give everybody kind of a social time to look at it, and then after 40 minutes, whatever, then have the kind of presentation answer. We've done it a couple different ways. We've had smaller groups where all of you break up into smaller groups or you're just around talking to folks. And we do round tables of maybe 8 to 10 people. Yeah. Sometimes people are more comfortable speaking in smaller groups.
We did a series of around small towns.
Yeah, so we went to the other small towns in the county.
We did the first two in Watertown, and then we went to basically all the small communities. So we went to Cranesburg and the South Shore and the Florence and Wallace and Henry.
Waverly.
Always turn on those.
They were pretty good.
There was the biggest attended meeting was the one in the courtroom. Probably the second best turnout was in South Shore.
Well, Henry was good. Or no, we're way more than that. That classroom was good.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We did Wabasha, Minnesota. We actually went to all the various towns in the county because a lot of folks that couldn't get out had issues. Just to bring it to them a little bit more. course, that is a discussion point.
Basically, each town has whatever you want to call it, a community meeting room or a town hall.
I presented the FW's.
The only one that was really kind of small was Kranz.
We could maybe get into the church auditorium.
Or the school.
Yeah, over there.
Would be better.
The thing, I think that's, no, that's kind of was the that was basically an information. It wasn't as, it was designed for question and answer, but it was more just leading up right to the actual vote. These are, we're also, the different component here is we're also doing things along the, as we go through the process, too. So, I think we're going to have to maybe be ready to do it that again as we get close to the vote, make sure this is what we're talking about, maybe shorter, but maybe not.
It might be, we present to a variety of, I think taking it out to the community is a good idea, especially if you don't have the pass.
I think it's also important that at least one of them, or maybe more, like to have it at the courthouse.
Yeah.
You know, to say, you know, maybe like the first one anyway, why, what's the problem here? And hopefully people will come there and they can see it, get a tour of it.
And that's part of what we'll do in the Y too, is have a lot of those pictures. It will help to diagram. So security issues will diagram the plans. Jail issues will not really share plans so much as pictures of existing conditions, problems. So you try to visually show as well. And then anything we do too, that's the other thing, is all of these presentations we're doing we should talk about having them recorded, which hopefully they would be. And then anybody that wants to see them can then go look.
We record with video.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Or we can do a Panopto type recording, maybe, where you just record the slides and the people speaking, so that we can.
Yep.
And I might have access to some more. There's a video major here, so it's for some class projects or some series that I might be able to use.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I don't know. I can't pronounce that right.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of another way to give people access to the information.
Okay. So, should I review the bidding? So, the calendar dates, and then we'll go back to the. Okay, so the kickoff meeting is the 13th, Wednesday the 13th, right? The meeting after that, planning meeting for the committee. And the architect is May the 24th, right? Next meeting after that is June the 21st. And these are all 6:10. And places. Tentatively, the first public meeting is June the 28th at 6:30, that's going to be one to kind of cover the background of the why. The process. Next committee meeting, working meeting, is July the 26th. All right? June 21st for the meeting, and then the public meeting, June the 28th. July the 26th for the next committee meeting. September 5th will be the next meeting. Well, I'm just looking at we didn't talk about this, but we talked about the 15th for the public meeting. But between that, also on Bruce's draft, there's a committee meeting on September 5th. And that's not a public meeting.
That's Labor Day.
That's when we're, it's adopted, but it's issued a draft report.
It's just not.
Yeah, the meeting was actually October, the next one was October 10th.
So there's no meeting in September?
No, other than the public meeting, I guess. So you have a public meeting in September. Do we need to meet before that?
We might. Well, we could change that October date to, believe me, we'll be in line with doing this. We've got to stretch some of this out just to kind of allow some of this to happen. But that committee meeting is October, could easily happen in September. So the last, really, we're meeting, was it August or July 26th? Yeah. I think actually it will be. The September 15th was a public meeting, right?
Yes, September 15th.
So I think maybe we even come back after that public meeting and talk about what we've heard and debrief a little bit on that as well. So maybe later, were there some date issues late September that or maybe early October as well?
Was it a problem for, there were problems for public meetings, but were there problems for, yeah, for you? October and okay. Well, September the 20th is probably the latest for the whole committee. Am I right? Or is that, that's homecoming, you said?
Yeah, well, homecoming is the 23rd, but I mean,
yeah, but is it due to spend what the event is that night?
There shouldn't be anything on Tuesday. The legend should be Monday.
Okay, why don't we say, okay, so September the 15th is a public meeting that month, and then September the 20th is a committee meeting. How's that? There's a bit of flexibility there. But and then you have October the 4th, so really we don't, we may not need that one that soon. We could do that with the final report, just kind of push.
Reality is, depends on where we're at, and we can add, as we go. If it looks like we need to hit more, we haven't hit some things, we might add some stuff. The question is, do we move that next one after the last public meeting in September or in January sometime?
Moving the October 4th to September 20th. Right.
Basically,
it's that meeting.
Basically, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we can probably stop there. What do you think? And then we have a placeholder public meeting on December 6th.
Yeah, and I think, December 6th.
And then I think maybe we might want to think about a meeting as a committee late October. Maybe late October, or we probably do need to meet. If we're going to do a public meeting on the 6th of December, we should probably meet before that.
Okay.
So why don't we, it's okay with us, why don't we just pencil in October 25th for that work?
What day?
October 25th is a Tuesday for just notice. And then you have the milestone of October 18th. That's a report issuance, but that might slide a little bit, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's part of me that says, you know what? I'm almost more inclined to say, you know what? Let's go through all these various meetings. Let's go through all the public information, the final report. And again, if we want to circle back in January, we go through all these various meetings, and we do a final public meeting. January after the holidays have passed and everything else, then we might have when we probably get back together as a group after that final public meeting and then issue the final report once everything is going to come through. So I'm thinking the final report, if you guys don't mind, and we can work to a quicker schedule just to make sure the pace follows what you need to follow. So I think we're going to push some of this back. Does January 17th or somewhere in January, it could be later in January. Does that seem to make sense to come back? So at that point in time, really, here's the direction. That's what we're seeing is we've gone through all this analysis. Here's the recommended option. We've got these five options on the table based on this analysis. Here's the recommended option. Here's what the tax impact is going to be. Here's the schedule. Here's really the direction we're heading. And we've already gone through these other public meetings. The question is, when is that? Is it good? Somewhere in January.
I think we're probably looking at it, though, maybe about something, maybe a little earlier than this time next year, maybe. You guys think that makes sense? So you're earlier.
More in February, you think?
Yeah, you can do it ever. And that's something we have to have. We have to have that discussion with the county commissioners, too. So, but I would think late January might be a reasonable time frame to keep it on the radar. Any thoughts on that?
And I think as we go through it, I mean, if it's all coming together nicely, I mean, you know, you got your final reports coming out in the middle of October, basically. If we want, I mean, if it's really looking good and like we're going to be pushing for a vote question that soon, we could easily start popping meetings, you know, say in December, stack a few up and...
It's just, it might be good to wait for the holidays kind of to get them to, and then people go back to school and get to sort of their
hands. I mean, one of the things we discussed initially, Lee and I just generally discussing, was staying away from the general election. You know, so that making sure we have enough time to do what we need to do between now and early November, but staying away from that period and then kind of pushing into the general election. So that was the initial thought.
But having it wrapped up before next year's municipal election in June.
Having it, I'm sorry.
Well, you're going to have the municipal election in June next year is going to be a big one.
Yeah. Well, next year.
2017. The mayor will be up for re-election.
Yeah. Well, I would think we could do stuff before it would be done before then.
And have a vote before then?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I think you have to weigh the pros and cons, though, based on...
Yeah.
Do you want to have a standalone election? Is that better? Or if they have something else? I mean, I think those are conversations you need to do some analysis.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Yeah. But I think we should be ready either way to do it and to do what we think is the best time as a whole. So, I mean, the nice thing about a standalone election is it allows you to focus on that issue and think about it. And, the city does it, though. They do it very often. But if not, you know, if it looks better to do it in town, just piggyback on another vote, you can do that too. So.
Well, so, one of the other things too, I think we'll have to play into this as we move forward.
Yeah.
The various options, there's schedule analysis. To, you know, you build something new, if that's the direction to go, you build it, you move in, you're good to go. You remodel the courthouse, there's staging and operational issues that have added. So that schedule analysis, you've got to depart as well. So, we'll be talking about these various schedules because, again, part of the whole thing is not just the schedule analysis of how does it impact, well, how does it impact operations, how does it impact cost, but also depending upon the group's will and the county's will, are you actually moving ahead with the project in 2017, 2018, 2019? So we'll need to know that at some point because right now the national average for inflation on the projects is about 2.4, but that varies region. In the Minnesota area around the Twin Cities, we're seeing that almost 5% yearly inflation. So that's going to come into play when we start to look at, I mean, you have to know what's right for the county, but that's going to come into play as far as the escalation cost or what the potential project costs.
Well, let's do another placeholder. I'm thinking January 25th, is it the last Tuesday in January? And then that's after, if we do want to do it, you know, we might still be in the process. We might be leading up to the vote. I don't know.
For the public meeting.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's 24th. So maybe just as a placeholder. And, so if we're still working through the process, well, it's a good update for the public. If it's you know, more anything like, okay, this is where we're at. So we're proposing to the voters. Okay. But that's, yeah, this is all. At least we can put some dates on the calendar.
I'll send this back out. I'll make the modifications. I'll send this all back out to you so you can share it with
me. We'll put the dates in the minutes. But if we have to correct something. Right.
So from a step standpoint, for this kickoff, you know, we're going to talk about historic impacts, and I listed these not necessarily in a certain order, but the, but so the kickoff meeting again will be to confirm what we have, what we found, come to some questions with that. After the kickoff meeting, and actually even before it a little bit too, is we're gonna the historic impact. Have you gotten any just any grants from the historic preservation?
No. The only thing is the courthouse is on the national register, but we're maybe in conjunction with whatever, if we do something in the courthouse, we could, there's a possibility of asking for some kind of a matching grant for the courtroom project, but just it's more a cosmetic.
But yeah, there's always somebody, I hate to say it, but a lot of strings attached to
yeah, so it. Yeah, so we want to catch it. We want to talk about that.
So we want to make sure we identify that information and understand what the impacts are. And, you know, worked on the Oklahoma Courthouse, which was a conversion of an old history center, and it was on the National Register. Some projects in Minneapolis that we've done on the National Register. So we understand those issues of how to take and take a historic building and add to it without detracting from it. So we'll talk about that and we'll share some response. Space program, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to go through that and we'll have program analysis. So what I saw in, we've got a very different process for how we do our programs. I don't know if I presented in the interview at all, but some of the information I saw in some of the previous data was just kind of a listing by room and information. We actually do a spreadsheet of spaces and we'll do look at a long-term projection. Actually, probably very similar to what you saw for National Center of State Courts is typically how we do ours. So we'll do the space program. We'll be going through that with you as well. Facility comparison data. So one of the discussions with facility comparison data is looking at other counties with similar population, similar demographics possibly. And the whole idea with facility comparison that we try to do is show how size of your court facilities, size of your jail facilities, they're comparable with what you would expect for other regions. So again, it helps first off to confirm with all of you that we're heading in the right direction. It makes sense. And it helps to confirm to the public that we're heading in the right direction. We're not doing something way excessive. So one of the things I would ask tonight is other counties, Brookings might be one to look at. Are there other counties in South Dakota that we should make sure we dig up the data on?
Brookings is somewhat population-wise, but it's the demographic has some different, there's definitely different dynamics in the way they climb statistics. That's the one thing about such a sparsely populated state.
Yeah.
I guess it can't hurt just as long as we understand what we're looking at.
Yeah,
it's not the same thing.
It can be slanted too. It can pull up a county that's got a similar, is it 80 now? It's not that one. Off the top of my head, I forgot what the population of the county is.
So it's 27.
27,000.
I thought the city was about 27.
21.
22. Yeah, because when it comes to your, well, first off, when it comes to the incarceration and your jail record, which totally is impacted on the courts, you're right, you don't have the same demographics occurring and the same dynamics occurring in the community of one versus the other. It's not going to be apples to apples. So you might leave it to us. Maybe what we'll do is for that kickoff meeting, I might come to you and say, here's the counties we're going to be looking at. And then go from there. Because we probably will look more national, based on arrest records, based on incarceration, based on a little bit more of the justice impact factors. I think that makes more sense.
I think a close one might have been Alexandria, Minnesota, which was probably the closest one of the jails we looked at. But that's a little bit more pop. They have more cities in that county. But overall, it seems to be running Marshall. Yeah, Marshall, maybe. Lyon County. So maybe.
They're kind of small. But we'll look at that. We'll provide a list.
Seeing the build that I was seeing.
Yeah.
Kind of like in the house.
Yeah, it's hard in South Dakota. It's hard because the county differs. It's such a sparsely populated state. They differ so much.
And I gotta believe that if we were looking at Bismarck or somebody who's in North Dakota, a lot different.
Yeah. But that might be some coming up there that we're not thinking of.
Yeah. The one that my aunt's in might be similar.
Okay.
So you can look at that. So we'll bring a list of that. So the facility comparisons are important. We won't go through that.
There's therapy a lot of burglaries.
In one of the meetings after we, so we, you know, we put, and some of these, just so you know, and I'll put numbers on these workshops too, so we can follow workshop one, workshop two, workshop three, we'll number them. So in between that kickoff meeting and the next one, so this is really where we're developing this, you know, the space programming we're developing after the kickoff meeting. We're reviewing some initial information and we'll go to the kickoff meeting, but then refining it. We'll have a list of the facility comparisons so we can start to talk about which ones. But we'll start to be obtaining. In that kickoff meeting, I think, too, we would like to discuss potential sites. I mean, early on, I think we want to start to discuss where are these. Not that we'll identify them all, but like, possible sites are ones that we want to start to identify. So we can gather site data. Is there any land that's currently owned that you have to acquire, and what's the cost of that? So we want to at least talk about these possible
sites. We'll see if we can get some city input on that. Either beforehand or have somebody hired. So
we'll talk about that. Really, a lot of that, we'll preliminarily talk about that, but then in that second meeting that's actually in May 24th is really when we dig into that information a little bit more. So we've got some preliminary information. We've gone through some preliminary stuff with your kickoff, and we're going through that a little bit more in detail.
So that's where you might start bouncing some sites with some kind of fuzzy options off the criteria.
But if we know in that first meeting, the kickoff meeting, and maybe the second meeting is better, but at some point we need to identify where those sites are. We could identify them in the second meeting then.
But hopefully we can get this part of the way and kick off, but if not, we'll...
He's somebody that might be a good resource to bring in when we start identifying sites is Craig Atkins from Watertown Development. Because he knows that stuff off the top of his head, how many acres here, how many there. He just, he does it every day, and he would be more than happy, he said, to help. So that'd be a good invite to reach out.
But basically, the sooner the better. But I mean, we do have some flexibility in here if we don't get it all flushed out.
I think really that meeting in May is really when we start to. That's a good time for really flushing out where the site options.
So we want to have that goal is to know.
Yeah. I mean, the building around the courthouse, somewhat of a no-brainer. We know that's one of the options. Building on a greenfield site. Biggest impact, the two biggest impacts on the greenfield is where the utilities we've got to bring to, because utility costs can be expensive depending how far away you are, and what is the soil conditions like, which we're not really going to, we'll probably at some point talk to the building department just to get an understanding of if there have been, what we'd like to do is find out historically, have there been issues, and all of you might know, you know, do we have a lot of bedrock, do we have real clay soils, I mean, those kinds of things. We have bedrock's a cost impact of building any building, and real poor clay, kind of loamy soils that don't hold things well, that's another impact.
So you're saying, so maybe we try to nail down which, we have nailed down pretty firmly which sites we're going to talk about. And then what you're talking about, what we're actually starting to evaluate, that's just between that meeting and the June meeting?
Well, I think that meeting, and what I'd like to see, Lee, is in the meeting of May 24th, is where that's a discussion of where this facility we can. In the kickoff meeting, in that first meeting, we've talked about programming, and then we're going to come back to that May meeting with some refinements of that data.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we'll know, okay, here's how much space we're talking about. And so now we can talk about where things might go, what are the other options. Because I think, you know, we're looking at clearly some downtown options. I think I read some information that one of the criteria was potentially to stay in the downtown core area. So, you know, is there some property that can be acquired that's in the downtown that's not being utilized, it's blighted or whatever. I think that the thought was that May 24th we're going to flush them out where the other options are going to be.
give you a list.
Yeah, and you guys, you know, again, it's not all us. This is homework for you guys, too, to be interactive with this. What do you think? What do you know? Who's available? Where are the options? You know, and I mean, I think as we get into it more, there's, you know, like you saw in Alexandria, I mean, one of the options that we potentially put on the table is jail, courts, two separate buildings.
Yeah.
I don't love that operational impact. I don't know if I talked about the at the interview. I wasn't in love with it when we did it in Douglas County. It was a political situation and a decision that I don't think operationally is the best, but that allowed them to keep their courts in one area and maintain courts, build their jail. It would have been good had they built the jail in a location where eventually the courts could have been added to it. That would have been better.
That's the master plan.
Yeah. And again, as we get into yours more too, that could be a phased approach too. You might say, well, we're not going to do everything we want, maybe we're going to do this most critical. But we'll get into that more as we get into it. Site options in May, the refinements of the program, and when I say preliminary site analysis, so again, we're going to walk away from that meeting with some sites, and then we're going to start developing how these sites work. We're going to dig into the utilities. We're going to dig into how the site requirements are and how space might sit on the site, if there's demolition required, whatever those various other sites require, that's what we're going to dig into. And then in all of these schedules, we show this data issue kind of review to all of you. The idea is, again, to get you the information prior to that next meeting. So I'll adjust these as we adjusted the dates as well. So that the meeting when we come back in June 21st, you've gotten a program that's been refined based on your input, based on the area programs, all the information that we've looked at. You'll have got some preliminary site data. So we'll have identified sites. We'll start to do some conceptual diagrams of how they sit on the sites. And you'll have gotten that information to start to look at so that when we come back to that, I think, July meeting, 26th, now you'll have had a chance to review all that information from that meeting. So then after that, it's the refinements of the concept plans. You know, is it sitting right? Does it work right for phasing? Does that master plan concept address the way it needs to address? So we'll be refining those concept plans as well. We'll walk away from that meeting on the 21st and also be doing whatever impact, whatever information, we'll start to do the operation analysis. So now we've got conceptual diagrams of these various options. What are the operational impacts of these various facilities? From a jail standpoint, we understand, and Al will be very intermittent in that part as well, based on the number of posts you have and the way the jail's laid out, what your staffing impacts are going to be. I mean, you could always have extra. It's not about not having extra. It's about making sure you have the adequate number for security requirements. That'll be part of the biggest impact operationally, is your staffing, your operational problems. And one of the parts is moving some of the courts piece out, or some of the treasury and audit, maybe some of those functions move out to make room for courts in the existing facility. What is that lease space somewhere else? So all these components from operational standpoint need to be put together. So once we get into this, and then we'll do doing project cost, you know, and then we can talk about initial. And when we do project cost, the way we do project cost is not just. It has to be total project cost. It has to be not just construction, but it's all cost of work. So what are all the various fees associated with it? Not just architectural engineering fees to do the project, but if there's land acquisition costs. Typically, the furniture, the way they look at it is if you took a building and shook it up, turned it upside down, shook it, anything that falls out that's kind of loose is considered furniture, fixture, and equipment, the FF&E cost. We need to assess that. You know, what if you're building a new facility, what's all the furniture that's going to be associated? Utility, you know, sometimes FIFA revolves right now. I think there's a shared cost with the power company for this project we're doing. It was $90,000 total that the electric company was going to charge to move some transformers and connect up, but they have a cost share with the city, or with the county rather, so it's going to cost them like $40,000. So again, we have to identify all those things because you don't want surprises. You want to make sure you've got it, even though we're in a study process, you want an estimate that you feel comfortable has all everything. So we'll do that. The project cost will identify hard and soft costs. Again, we'll come back, I think, July 26th, and we'll be reviewing all that with you at that point. I should also say, too, which I didn't identify, just to let you know, in our site analysis, we actually do a matrix, too, which I'll make sure I put it over. We'll be talking with the group about some of the criteria that you all established back during the report. I think there were 10 points you talked about where the facility should be, or things that were important about the facility and how to address. We're going to reinvestigate that. We're going to kind of review those with you again. Once we've gotten into it a little bit more, we might have some other thoughts of possible options. And then we're going to talk about what you think the most important is. And then what we're going to try to do is put a scale of one to five on the importance of the factor. So this is critical. It has to be here. It's a five. Now, if it's not at that location, it's a two. You know, so we'll put an importance to it. Then what we'd like to do is go through all these various site options and come back and talk about how well each of them satisfy that criteria. Again, on a 1 to 5, you know, 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, I forgot. But we go through each site and each criteria for each site and say how well we think it satisfied that goal. And it's, you know, it's a little bit subjective, but the idea is that when you're done, you've got the sites, and we just went through this police station where we had six or seven sites. And at the end of the matrix, it showed you that this one had 90 points, this one had 60 points, and this one had 72 points, and it's based on the criteria, the weight of the criteria, and how well it's satisfied. So again, it's a numeric analysis that we like because it's not so subjective. So anyway, we'll go through that with us. What haven't I hit?
That's pretty good.
I always like to look at the faces to see if you guys are getting like super bored at this point.
You're redoing this in, you know, like on the May 24th meeting, put a board on our site.
Oh yes, that's a good idea.
And how close it costs. And, yeah. I mean, I just a little bit of idea of what we're focusing on.
I'm glad to do that. That's a good idea.
Anybody got any questions from the committee or commissioners? Anything to add? Anybody in the room have questions?
One of the questions I got at the kickoff meetings, are you going to be taking any comment or suggestions from the public on what they see as possible alternatives or ways to address this?
You know, I think that's an excellent thing, Bob. I think it would be nice, just like at a county board meeting where you give people an opportunity to speak, I think it must be nice to say, you know what, if anybody's, we're going to start the meeting. And the question is whether you do it at the end or the beginning, but giving the folks an opportunity to say what some of their concerns are would be a real good idea.
I think the key to that is, just like, trying to get some efficiency. I think it's probably going to be toward the end. But
I couldn't hear you.
I think it's probably going to have to be toward the end, kind of like what we do now. But yeah, obviously, we try to do that, but it just. And we've had a lot of 2 hour, 2.5 hour meetings, so
we'll bring cookies and coffee next time. But I think the reality is these, and hopefully everybody's good with it, but these do take probably a couple 3 hours. I mean, we try to keep appointment on. I think that's a good point, is if we do it at the end, that way who's ever here in the public has heard the information we discussed, and you just do like you do at a county board meeting, you say now, you know, we're gonna open this up to some public questions. If anybody's got some questions or concern, you know, we'll give you a couple minutes each. And you try not to make it a debate because, you know, sometimes somebody says something, next thing you know, somebody else wants to know to it. But at least you allow people to say what their concerns are. Awesome.
One way, just a suggestion that's worked quite often, I'm sure everybody in this room has been involved in that process before, is maybe. And I agree at the end of the presentation or something, but have people briefly go in and express some of their options and just put them up on sheets and then let the public walk around and mark which ones they find the most comfortable. At least you get a feel of the public and you don't get into a big public debate and things like that. You basically take the temperature of the public, you know, whether it's expand, build new green site, addition, you know, whatever suggestions they come up with. The other...
One thing with that, Bob, too, is I'd ask, do we do a comment box at each meeting?
Right, you know? Or a site that they can email more detailed comments. But I think it's a way to get the temperature of the public without getting into a debate or a big drawn-out contest. You kind of get a feel where the public would like it to go.
Sounds good. I'm sure you're probably going to, you know, throughout the course, get lots of different site options or ideas thrown at you guys. Just one of the things that we did recently learn, right across the street to the east of the detention center, there is a building there. It's CenturyLink, the telephone building. It's been thrown around for several years that, you know, we could expand basically on the east side of the courthouse or the jail and maybe push across the street. We did this, you know, 3 years ago, and we went through it before. And anyway, we did have an individual that ran into some of the people over there. And just to confirm, I mean, this was within the last month, that building is strictly not an option, period. The phone guys there, they don't let anybody in there. They don't give tours. They don't even like to discuss everything. But they said simply just the infrastructure alone, you're talking about the heart of telephone lines in this community.
They have all their comm lines.
They're like, it's not even possibly an option. Don't even waste your time. So
we may just have to capture that.
Well, that's good too.
And I'm sure their executives in the corporation would gladly give you a letter if you requested it, but I mean, yeah.
If you as a group know that is off the table, then we document it, take it off the table, make sure we document it before it is least discussed.
Yeah. Okay, well, what I would suggest now, no debates, so.
We got an agenda.
Yeah. We've done kind of three and four all at once. Any other unfinished new business?
Actually, I put one question out there, too. Is there anything that, I know we'll go through, but is there anything that I didn't list on here that you all thought we should examine as we're going through this? I know this is kind of an overview, but I just want to make sure we're hitting all the stuff we need to get through. And you might think about it from a kickoff, too.
So, people understand what we're talking about. This is kind of a zoom in on part of the other bar chart that we've been using that I passed out to folks. So, this is kind of zooming in on that up until the end of the vote. So. Okay. Well, if any unfinished new business? Anything for the open? Okay, if that might entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Commissioner Mackin, is there a second? Second, Commissioner Garrett. All those who signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. A